We hope you all had a great Thanksgiving Day, and Thanksgiving weekend means football. And here at Arrowhead Stadium, the Chiefs will entertain the surging Denver Broncos. No one thought the Chiefs would be in this predicament at 1-9, but six games remaining and three of those at home, and yes, it is Broncos week. But one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game, Peyton Manning, will lead the hot Broncos in here with an underrated defense. And for Kansas City, they continue to search for answers at every corner. This week, in a holiday edition of the show, we'll have our exclusive sit-down with head coach Romeo Crennel. And speaking of exclusives, we caught up with Pro Football Hall of Famer and Chiefs legend Bobby Bell. Hear about Bobby's journey to the league and how a small-town guy became the greatest athlete to ever wear a Chiefs uniform. Also, we'll recap a very patriotic and very emotional Military Appreciation Day. It's all coming up right now on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Every week on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider, we go under the helmet. Now, usually it's a Chiefs player, but this week we go under a different helmet, the helmet of the brave men and women who served this country and have served this country in the past, as we thank them in Chiefs fashion.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us pledge allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above.
Special surprise. In honor of his sacrifice and service, Operation Homefront, the VFW, and Wells Fargo are proud to present John Eichenberger with a mortgage-free home in Overland Park, Kansas, as well as membership to the VFW. Please stand and join us in thanking Corporal Eichenberger for his service and salute all of our military members and their families who give so much to protect our nation.
Chiefs fans, they're very loyal, very loyal, very energetic. I mean, you talk about the stadium alone, I'm sure you've been there on game day. They go crazy. I mean, you catch a fan off the field, you know, at a grocery store or anywhere, they just love it. They're loving fans and very loyal.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs, Truman Medical Centers and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community, and by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Much more coming at you right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider as we talk to Coach Cronell about the division matchup against the Denver Broncos and their future Hall of Fame quarterback, Peyton Manning. And we sit down with Pro Football Hall of Famer Bobby Bell and talk about his journey throughout the kingdom.
Since the 1970s, the percentage of overweight children has tripled in the United States. That's why the Chiefs and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City have teamed up to create the Chiefs Sports Lab powered by Blue KC. Located inside Arrowhead Stadium, the Sports Lab is an interactive environment where children of all ages can learn how to make healthy choices through diet, exercise, and injury prevention. Take a stand against childhood obesity by visiting the Chiefs Sports Lab powered by Blue KC today. Go to goarrowhead.com and click on tours.
Welcome back to our Thanksgiving edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Thanksgiving weekend usually means great football, and hopefully the Chiefs are ready to go in a divisional matchup against the surging Denver Broncos. There have been so many epic battles throughout the years between these two franchises, and there have been monumental upsets. Everybody's ready for Kansas City to play well and compete at Arrowhead, but mostly the fans deserve it. Our Rachel Sanchi explains.
With six games remaining in the 2012 season, the Chiefs have three of those games to play at home. This week, they play the AFC West leading Broncos, followed by the Panthers, and then ending with the Colts. That will wrap up the games that the home crowd will be able to attend. And to this point in the season, the team is winless on their own turf. It's time, for at least a moment, to give Arrowhead and the fans their due. It's time to win at home and bring some pride back to a town that is so very proud. The 2012 campaign has turned out to be the exact opposite of what any of us expected. From those who work here at Arrowhead, those who play on the field on Sunday, to those who spend their precious weekends making the Sea of Red a magical place that other towns simply envy, this season has been a difficult one to endure and a test to those who bleed red and gold. Maybe the most difficult part is that with one of the greatest home field advantages in the entire National Football League, the Chiefs have been unable to capitalize at home. They've been unable to channel the energy and passion of a fan base that has some of its proudest moments in history happen right here on this turf. Around town, around the league, the question is why? Is it the direction, the play, a combination of both? Maybe. The answers aren't easy, and there's a lot of work to be done. Each and every week, the players take the field and seemingly find themselves exiting with the same outcome. But right here is where the Chiefs need to find answers to their toughest questions. And what better way to give thanks to some of the most loyal followers of any team than right here at Arrowhead against a seemingly unstoppable foe? David versus Goliath. The AFC West's best versus a Chiefs team that has stumbled. The game will not change the season's outcome for the Chiefs. They have to deal with the cards they've been dealt from here on out. But what is at stake is pride. A moral victory, it has been said, is still a loss. So the only victory that is acceptable is one that is notched in the win column. A win at home against a hated rival. A win at home for the kingdom. Anything less will just cause more questions to be asked and cast more doubt on a season that began with such promise, but delivered disappointment.
We're called to the office again this week with head coach Romeo Crennel. And first of all, happy Thanksgiving holidays to you and Rosemary and your girls. Football's never conducive to having a lot of family time. Are you going to get any time at all with your family?
Well, a few hours Thursday afternoon. might be able to sit down and have a little turkey on Thursday afternoon. But I tell everybody there are no holidays in football.
Well, there's no holidays with the Broncos coming to town. I affectionately call it Donkey Week, but here comes Peyton Manning. You have a winning record against Peyton Manning. Let me put it out there. I think it's 13 times, if my research is correct, and you're 7-6 against him. So I guess you own Peyton a little bit. But what about Peyton Manning? What makes him so good, and how do you defend him?
Well, it'll be a great game, and it's always good going against Peyton because he's the ultimate professional. He is a surgeon. When he has that ball in his hand, He does a great job at the line of scrimmage. He can read the defenses. He can get his guys into good plays for him. What you have to do is you have to destroy his rhythm and timing. And you do that by rerouting the receivers and getting him off the spot. Everybody involved on defense, it's critical. The DBs have to reroute. The rushers have to rush and get him off the spot so we can destroy that timing.
Final question here. Your front seven, are you seeing the progress you want to see? Because I start to see good things or seeing good things from my Don Terry Poe. Can your front seven do some things, improving-wise, to get some pressures on Manning?
Yeah, I think we can. You know, Don Terry, as you mentioned, he's making progress. And last week, he made a great move and got a hit on the quarterback as the ball was being released. I see him improving every week. You know, and then our two outside linebackers are stellar guys who can apply pressure. And then inside, you got a Tyson Jackson who's doing good, and Rapati, with his height and strength, also helps us. So I think our front seven would be able to affect the quarterback.
Corona Light presents Kenny Chesney's No Shoes Nation Tour. Starring Kenny Chesney. And Eric Church. Eli Young Band. And introducing Casey Musgraves, Saturday, June 15th at Arrowhead Stadium. Tickets go on sale Friday, December 7th at 10 a.m. Available at all Ticketmaster ticket outlets. Kenny Chesney and friends in concert.
Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. One of the real characters of the entire kingdom is Pro Football Hall of Fame linebacker and former Chiefs star Bobby Bell. Back in the day, he showed skills that have carried over to today's game. An impact outside linebacker, long snapper, and superb athlete. And still today, he stays involved with day-to-day operations throughout the kingdom. Bobby Bell's story is an improbable one. From rural Carolinas to Canton, Ohio.
I came out of North Carolina, Shelby, North Carolina, a little bitty small town between Charlotte and Asheville. I played in a little all-black school, which was a single-A school, and we played six-man football, and I was a quarterback. And nobody can imagine me being a quarterback, but I was a quarterback in high school. And the first time I played 11-man football was my senior year. We won the state championship. That's where I grew up in Shelby and got started. You know, at that time, I was working for the textile mill, and what happened is that they sent their kids off to military school, and I used to talk to my dad about it. I said, "Dad, you think it's possible for me to go to one of them big schools like that?" And my dad always said, "Oh, yeah, it's not possible." But at that time, you know, I couldn't go to North Carolina. I couldn't go to the Duke because they wouldn't accept blacks. And the way I got to Minnesota is that I played in the All-Star game my senior year, and Lake Jim Taylor from North Carolina called Coach Warman at Minnesota and said, "I got a kid down here that can make your team," and never been on a plane before. I headed for Minnesota. I ended up playing freshman quarterback, and then they switched me into offensive tackle. I said, "Hey, Coach, I'll play anywhere," because I didn't want to go back home. I had this opportunity, and I wanted to take it, and I ended up playing tackle for him. I started for him playing tackle and didn't miss a game.
You got cleats on your shoes?
No.
What?
You're false stepping.
Jeez, you look like you got bedroom slippers on.
Coach Stram was a funny guy. He also gets away with words and stuff like that.
They're making that turn like they got ice skates on.
I enjoyed playing for Coach because he could see talent and he could move people around. He wasn't scared to come up with new stuff. And I liked that about him. A lot of the coaches didn't like him because the stuff that he was doing was kind of obsolete stuff. But if you look back over the years, everybody's running the same stuff that we was running back then. You know, the triple stack, three man down, 4-3, you know. We was running it back then. They couldn't block us, they couldn't stop us. I like to have fun. I love practice, and I got to practice, I love fun. One day, Wayne Rudy gives me, I said, "Wayne, give me a whistle." Because Coach uses, he loves to blow his whistle.
Beep!
Blow the whistle, you run. Bleep, you stop. Bleep. He always blowing that whistle. Got that whistle. So, you know, at the end of the practice, you know, he said, "We're going to run sprints." So this day, I got the whistle down in my pad, you know. So every time they put the hand down and the coach would be with his back turned, he'd turn around and get ready to blow his whistle, I would blow my whistle first. And and the players would take off, run by him. He'd look at his whistle like this, and he wouldn't do nothing. And then he'd turn around, they'd run down the other end. And I kept doing that. He said, if I hear another whistle out here, that's going to be $200 fine. I said, no, coach, it ain't worth $200. I want to give it to him. He goes like, he wanted to say something. But he wouldn't say nothing. He called me in his office and said, I knew that you was doing that. He said, man, you can't do that out there. I said, oh, coach, I won't do it no more. I played with some great football players, great people. I got friends all over the country, all over the world, you know. And I played with Kansas City Chiefs, man. We got guys out here that we played. I mean, we got to be friends. We fight together. We knock heads out on the field, you know. And that's what it was all about here. We became family. Lamar is a family man. Coach Stram was a family man. They treated the team as a family. If you want to go to war, you know, you give me the guys that I played with, and you go to war, I take them because you could depend on them. You know, you don't have to be looking over your shoulders because they're there for you. When I get on the field, I'm happy, I laugh. You know, if you see all my film, I'm out there having fun, laughing.
Watch it, you're on TV here again. watch it, you're on TV again.
It's because I know the game. I know what they like to do. I don't have to think, I react. You might run a play at me five times. I might play it four or five different ways and make the play. That's because I don't want to create no habits out there. I play the game. We headed for the Super Bowl. Everybody said, no, you don't have a chance. You do not have a chance against the Minnesota Vikings. Purple People Eater, they were just manhandling everybody. And Coach Graham just said, this is our opportunity. We can beat these guys. We are not, 17 points underdog or something like that they gave us. Hey, no way. I said to man, no way. These guys put their pants on just like we do. And we went out there. Johnny Robinson said, hey, man. And he said, as Leonard said, can y'all score about 8-9 points? We're going to shut them down. They had nowhere to go. Coach Stram knew, said, hey, they looking for the deep stuff. They didn't have a fast guy. We took the short stuff.
How about a 41 screen for the fullback?
They want to give it to us. Boom, give it to Otis. Let him tiptoe through that. Frank Pitts, let's do the in around. Reverse, let's do it.
Throw the ball to Pitts, he's so loose over there.
They weren't used to that team like that. And plus the fact, we were physically stronger than them. Every time Joe Capp went back, they had Aaron Brown, Jerry Mason around his neck. And Bill Brown tried to run the ball off tackle, man. We were just closing the line down. They could not move. And they'd go three in, three out. I mean, we was just physical to beat them. You have to understand, you know, the AFL was, we were survivors out there. We came in as a new league, you know, and they done told us we had the Mickey Mouse League. This was kind of like putting the icing on the cake. We came back to back, wild card, and they did not have a chance. And that's the beginning of the change, you know, and that's when the guys say, whoa, these guys is here to stay.
This team is the greatest in the universe.
I love the game. And I did it because I enjoyed doing it. I was a man that played the game the way he wanted to play the game, the best way he could. Every time I walked on that field, you got every bit of me. And the way I put a star on that is that when the guy across on the other side of the line say to himself, this guy was the toughest guy. If they don't say I was the best guy they played against, I didn't do my job.
You want it, we provide it. Our award-winning 65 TPT crew brings you something each and every day on KCChiefs.com. The Red and Gold Show with Shauna Hill keeps you up to date with the Chiefs in the community. Our Chiefs Live Show gives you everything you need, nuts and bolts about the past game, the week of practice, and going into the next game. Plus, the Chiefs Kingdom travels the globe to show you the passion of the best fans in the National Football League. And you can find it all each and every day on kcchiefs.com. Thanks for joining us on our Thanksgiving edition of the show. If you missed any part of it, of course, you can check it out on kcchiefs.com. It's that time of year, though, we want to express gratitude to those who are special to us, our friends and family, of course, but also here at 65 TPT, we give a big thank you to the fans of the Kansas City Chiefs. Next week, the Chiefs entertain the Carolina Panthers, and young quarterback Cam Newton will get you ready right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider has been brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs, Truman Medical Centers, and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community, and by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.